It's Bob Bertog's turn, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. He's in Wheeling. He joins us regularly in the growing months, which is every month of the year except a little bit of December. Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing well, John. It's an honor to be on the air with the favorite radio personality for the fifth consecutive air.
Yes. God
congratulations.
Bless. I'm going to start subscribing or sending out as gifts to all of my friends, the West Suburban Living magazine. But I think our show is very popular in Chicagoland because we put people on like you, sir. It's always a pleasure to
have you on.
Let's answer some folks' questions about their lawn and landscaping right now. You're the president of the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. This rain's good, right? I mean, this is what you hope you get in April, right?
Yeah, it actually is. And because we are behind the water tables a little bit, not that much, though, actually. We're way behind on the snow, but we had quite a bit of rain. So the water equivalent, we are behind schedule, but this is definitely helps to saturate the ground. It'll get things going nice, and when it warms up, things are going to just take off.
Well, I haven't looked at my lawn lately, but I'm sure it's almost ready to be mowed. We've had all this water and warm. If people think their grass is getting tall enough, can they cut it now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's good. I would advise to do that, yeah.
Why do you say that?
Well, if you let it keep growing and then it flops over, you're not giving the plant a chance. It wants to grow. It wants the sunlight. It wants the air. And if you let it get too long and it flops over, then you're kind of harboring an area for things, for fungus to grow, and it's just not good for the plant.
We'll have some below freezing overnight temperatures in the next 2 weeks. Is it wrong to put down fertilizer now?
No, that first application, where the soil temperatures are right about where they should be. If you get it down this weekend, if it seems nice, you're not too early.
And do you like, you've talked about this before, do you like the liquid or the granular fertilizer?
I like the granular fertilizer and the liquid herbicide.
Explain that.
Well, the granular, it takes a lot longer for it to break down, so they can put in a lot more products that it feeds longer, where the liquid just gets taken up through the leaf and it gets into the plant. It doesn't last as long, it doesn't have the residual, where when you're trying to go after weeds, you want to saturate those leaves with the herbicide, and then the plant takes it in, and then it translocates down into the roots. So they both have different modes of actions for different reasons. And again, that's my personal preference. I can give you the little bit of science behind it, but there's probably people that would argue the other way too.
Hmm. Well, is it okay to put down the herbicide and get in front of the weeds now, or are they not ready yet?
They're not ready yet. You put down your first application of fertilizer usually includes a pre-emergent weed control. It controls mostly crabgrass, and it does control some broadleaf weeds, but not a ton. Those you usually want to hit when they're, like, when dandelions are flowering, that's the time you really want to be putting down your weed killer, because that's when they're the most active.
You know, there's those no-mow May people that want the dandelions to grow and prosper, and that's fine for them. You don't have any problem with that, do you?
I have an opinion, and I could probably back it up with some facts, too, but they say long-term that the no-mow May actually can do more harm to your lawn than letting it go. But now, if you have a prairie-style garden and you don't want to mow it down in the spring, that's fine. That's intended to not be mowed. So it depends on the application that you're trying to go after.
Or the look you're trying to go after. But, I mean, some people would say, okay, maybe this isn't in the best interest of growing grass in my yard, but I don't care. I want to be there for the bees, and I don't mind that I have dandelions in May.
Right, but then you do have certain insects. Let's say you have some unfavorable insects that come in and they harbor in there for the month of, for May, and now you've got to deal with those harmful, the bad critters are in there too.
Hmm.
Again, there's arguments for me both ways. I can just give you my opinion of, I know I like to cut my grass and it looks nice and green for May.
But well, nobody hires a landscaper to grow dandelions, so I understand what you're all about. But there's just that population out there. I'm not arguing with you, Bob. I'm just saying that some people are very anti-herbicide when the dandelions are growing.
Right. And again, I'm a big proponent of the native gardens and things and bees. And what I would do is I would encourage people to design their landscape to have the gardens for the whole season where they have the pollinators, the butterfly gardens, and the bees hang around. So you can actually fit that as part of your landscape, and then you could also have a nice panel of turf to complement it.
Is now the time to cut down my hot honeysuckle, and when is it too late to cut it down, says one of our listeners.
If they're talking about the honeysuckle plant, it's fine. You can cut those. Those things are pretty indestructible. If they're talking about honeysuckle vine, you can be selective on those. But if it's a honeysuckle vine that's going to flower, just remember that, like everything else that flowers in the spring, any cutting you do now, you're cutting the buds off. So you are going to sacrifice some flowers. But if it's real woody and gnarly and hanging over walks, go ahead and cut it.
What do you think about creeping red thyme as ground cover in a hard-to-mow area?
Honestly, John, I'm not familiar with creeping red thyme. So
no, I'm not either.
Yeah, never heard of it.
But I guess the idea is you would plant that maybe because it's a rocky or uneven area. It would grow, and you don't have to worry about maintaining a lawn or mowing it, huh?
There's a lot of ground covers that will do that, that will grow in the shady, sunny areas, crawl over rocks. Yeah, definitely that's an option.
Yeah, okay. All our lines are busy because I'm wildly popular. And because Bob Bertog is here with us, the president of the Bertog Landscape Company. You ready to take some questions, Bob?
Sure, let's do it.
Larry, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Yeah, I wonder, is it too early for the vegetable garden to put preem weed killer in there now?
No, but I just make sure, though, you're not going to be planting seeds. You're going to be putting in established plants because that will keep seeds from germinating.
Got it. Larry, good luck. Ron, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Yeah. Hey, Bob, last fall, my evergreens just went almost totally brown. But I was looking out, and there is some green. Is it dead, or should I wait a little while and see? Thank you, guys.
I would wait. If you can see some green on it, and if you scratch the surface of the bark and there's green underneath, the plant's still alive. I'm just curious of what variety of evergreen it is. I'm just taking a shot in the dark here.
But I've got
it could
some
be like a.
Keep going, Bob.
If it's like an arborvitae, they shed some of their inner needles, and people think that the plant's dying, but it's actually part of their process to lighten the load for the winter. So if it's like an arborvitae, that's just normal, and the plant's fine.
But they do turn brown and they fall. And I've wondered about that. So would I trim then back those brown branches, or should I leave that? The needles will fall and it'll grow new green needles.
It's personal preference. I personally like to just shake them out of the plant because I let the brown go. And yeah, you can just snip it out or shake the branch and it'll usually just fall to the ground.
Arlene, you're on with Bob Bertog. What can we do for you?
Oh, hi. I've got a question again about the order in which to rototill, pre-emergent, weed killer, and seed. Last year, I had it done incorrectly. I waited too long for the pre-emergent. All the weeds came up.
Yeah, okay. So this is kind of a makeover. She's going to rototill, pre-emergent, fertilizer, seed. Bobby, go.
Well, if you're going to be seeding, and if it's grass seed, if you're going to use a pre-emergent, that's going to keep the grass seed from germinating as well. So if you really just want to do a nice overseeding, I would skip the pre-emergent and let the grass seed take off and then deal with any weeds that pop up in May and in June, deal with a post-emergent herbicide at that point. Because the two won't mix. You can't have the weed control doesn't know if it's a weed or if it's a grass blade coming up, so it keeps it all from germinating.
So if you really are hell-bent on killing the weeds with a pre-emergent, then you've got to wait a while to plant the seeds.
Yes, and then usually by that time it's in June and it's going to be too hot, June or July.
She wants to till it too.
Yeah,
so if she's going to till it, then she could still skip the pre-emergent and just put down a grass seed and fertilizer and then do a post-emergent weed killer, right?
That's my recommendation, yes.
Okay, so till, seed, fertilizer, and then later on put down a layer of weed killer when you start to see them. Good luck to you, Arlene. How about Joan? You're on WGN. Joan, go ahead.
Hey there. I have brown dead spots in my lawn that were there last fall with little 2-inch weeds sticking straight up on their back in the same spot this spring.
Sorry about that. I'm not laughing. Bobby, what's your thought about that?
Well, you can just rake those areas out or cut it out if it's completely dead, or if there's any sign of life in there, you can just rake it out and put in some topsoil and top dress it and then put some grass seed, or tear it out completely and put in new sod.
You got a dog, Joan?
I do, but it's nowhere near where they
really. So this is
things.
Something happening on its own. How big are these brown spots?
I would say like 3x4, 4x5, big swaths of land.
Wow. Well, maybe that's crabgrass or something that just dies off every year. Is it the same turf as the other lawn that's healthy?
Yes, and I did pull it up to see if it like pulls up like that wood, and it doesn't. Just the little weed comes straight up if I pull it straight up.
You're talking about the weed, but what about the brown grass? Does that pull up? Is that dead?
No, it's dead, but I can rake it up, but it doesn't pull up in like one, like, you know, with the bugs, I forget what they're called, how it
the
just
grubs?
Kind of pulls up
grubs.
All by it. The grubs, yeah, how it pulls up like all in one spot or one piece. It doesn't do that.
You think it's a soil
it
thing,
could.
Bob? Maybe it's bad dirt there or something.
No, it actually sounds like it might be a different variety of grass. Like a zoysia grass is all still pale white, almost white brown right now because it hasn't come out of dormancy. And when it does come out of dormancy, it blends in with the bluegrasses, and it's very hard to tell the difference between the two. But it completely bleaches out for the winter. So it could be that because that has not come out of dormancy yet. Neither has the bluegrass. So it may still come out of dormancy. I wouldn't go tearing anything out just yet. I'd give it a couple more weeks.
Okay, and if you find out, well, if for some reason that grass is dead, then what does she do, Bob?
Then you can either tear it out and put in new sod, or you can overseed it with, you know, with the top dressing mix like we talked about.
Yeah, but if I'm going to put down some soil, then how far down should I go if I'm going to dig out the old grass that I don't like for whatever reason? How far down do you go?
3 inches, 3-4 inches if you want to do a remove and replace.
Good luck to you, Joan. How about you, Marty? You're on WGN. What can Bob Bertog do for you?
Hey, I've got a question. I've got some peonies that my wife loved, and they're in a corner that's not getting sun. I wanted to move them last fall, but didn't get to it. Can I still move them now, or is it too late?
No, you can move them now. They're pretty indestructible. Now you can still take them out, divide them, and spread them out, put them in the sun. They love the sun.
I know some people trying to kill their peonies, and they can't seem to get it done. So good luck to you on that. What's the average cost to cut down an average-sized tree, says 262?
Oof. I can't even guess.
$1,000. It's expensive.
Yes. It can be expensive depending on where it is on the property.
What to put down if I've got grubs?
Well, they're not out yet, but the time to treat for grubs is to put down a preventative, and that's usually in June when you put down your second application of fertilizer.
See, everybody wants to get at them now. I don't blame them because you hate those buggers, but don't do
anything
now.
Well, they're coming up now. Yeah, the ones that are coming up now, they come up and they feed a little bit, and then they go back down. And then the grass grows fast enough in the spring, though, where the grubs can't really, they don't do that much damage. And then they're not active that long in the spring. You're better off going after them, putting down the preventative in June, and then if some of them do sneak through the preventative in August, then you hit them with a post-emergent.
Post-crabgrass, put a crabgrass preventer down Sunday. Is all this rain going to wash it away?
Unfortunately, yes. It probably will, especially with as much rain as we're still supposed to get.
It hasn't had time to absorb it and take it down, huh?
Right. Well, and usually when you put the crabgrass preventer down when the grass is actively growing, and then the grass helps hold things together. But there's going to be some serious washout from all this rain today.
Oh, maybe another application, huh?
Yes, definitely a second application.
That's Bob Bertog from the Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling. Hey, Bob, thanks for your help. As always, spring is here. We'll call you again.
Thanks, John. Have a great week.